Blog Talk Radio.
The coalition of Nigeria's hottest DJs.
DJ Eazy Beat on the stereo.
Every single day, every dance all night, the party just getting started. Put your dancing shoe, let's go more than a chance to the daughter's moment. One light all over me, when I'm in the school I be. That's all I see, Papa God be blessing me. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside, and I be shining just a lot of sky.
Hey, we are.
Pull on your dancing shoes.
gotta do. I think about them and I shout hallelujah. Just to you be Baba, I send you to give me power. Every minute, every hour, I go back to me more Baba. Love you've been so good to me.
Hosanna,
so I will bless your holy name.
Hosanna, Baba say I'm not a good king.
Anyway, where you there, I will dance so. Magic Roman on the donkey, Baba gone on the donkey, Magic Roman on the donkey. Oh,
my gospel is feel the vibes. One minute, my money must flat, my money need a drag. You know who I am, I still need no introduction. Just know that
make you fire go, no mind them, fire go. Now they wanna know how far, they wanna know why you move so fast. Make you fire go, fire go. They wanna know my way, they wanna know your way. They wanna know how we do everything we do, they wanna know how we do it. Keep going and stop, every other day we see them stop. Got them make me race to the top. Don't make I tell you, I should carry that Bible, fire go. I should preach that gospel, fire go. You're the fire.
Yeah. out on the Holy Ghost. Take it. There is healing in the air. Feel the spirit in its place. The anointing everywhere. The anointing in the air. There is healing everywhere. Feel the spirit in its place. The anointing everywhere. The anointing in the air. Take it.
To the songs that were mine, from a hobby to a ministry, I take no credit. Owe it to the Trinity.
Ease the beat on the stereo.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank God for you all tuning in to the Angel on Deck Fireblaze Music Show live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And I'm telling you, I was not going to say anything because I told you all I had dental work in my mouth, and I'm still healing with stitches. So if I talk a little funny, y'all have to excuse me, but I was not going to say anything, but I had to because the system is freezing, and I had to interrupt and say something. I couldn't just let the music just go off and not say anything, but We just thank the Lord for this being the day that he has made, and we are definitely rejoicing, and we are indeed glad in it. And I'm just so grateful for what the Lord is doing in everybody's life, the testimonies that I have been hearing come in about how God is just moving, you know, steady moving by his Spirit. And we just thank God for that. And so right now I had to shut off the service. There's just so much going on, and I'm really not supposed to do a lot of talking with what I'm going through right now. I have to let my mouth heal and not get a lot of air in it. So that's why when I was on a couple of days ago, y'all just heard 2 hours of music. I wasn't speaking or nothing. And I hate that this system is going on like this, because if I have to keep talking, guess what? I'm going to have to cancel. So just bear with me if I get a little quiet for a moment, because I am in a lot of pain in my mouth here. I'm taking a lot of medicine and stuff, but, you know, and then I got stitches, and, you know, that hurt. And you keep talking and getting air. My gums is kind of sensitive right now, and my teeth. So right now, like I said, for some strange reason, and that happens when you do online radio, everybody knows that, at some point it freezes up, things happen, you got to shut off the whole computer, and you got to reboot it back up. So I'm just praying that it will come back on, you know, everything will come back on quickly, so I won't have to keep talking, because the more I'm talking, the more it's hurting. But I want to give a shout-out to all of those that are listening in all over the world. We want to say God bless to all of Africa, to all of you that are listening in Ghana and Nigeria. We want to just say God bless you. Those that are in Togo and Gambia and Zimbabwe and Malawi, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, Zambia, as I said, Kenya, Uganda, also to those that are in Cameroon, we want to say God bless you too. Those in Ethiopia and Liberia, we want to say God bless you too. And I'm telling you, we just thank God. I'm trying to get back in here, and for some reason, okay, I think I got it now. But we just thank God for all of Africa today listening in, and to all of those here in the USA, God bless you too. Our brother T-Cross, we want to say God bless you. To Roland, God bless. That very great mix that you heard at the very beginning was our Nigerian brother there in Nigeria. We thank God for DJ Easy Beats, and that was Gospel Vibes, Gospel Party Mix. And we just want to give a shout-out. God bless you, brother. We thank God for your life. We thank God for that great mix. I was blessed. I was over here with the Sony headphones going and just, you know, getting in the groove. And we just thank God. And also to my Zimbabwe family, I want to say God bless. To Christhood, to all of y'all listening in, to Flaff and Fredo and everybody that make up Christhood fam there, we want to say God bless. To those in Hong Kong, we definitely want to say God bless to you too. Also, to those that are in Italy and the UK, we want to say God bless. In China, those in Switzerland, my sister Nadine Rucazzi, we want to say God bless to you as well. To Skints 1 and 2, God bless you. To all my DJs out there all over and the media, we want to just say God bless as well. And we're just thanking God for his many, many blessings, and My God, I would be glad when the system hurry up and come up, because I'm telling y'all, I'm going through something over here trying to talk. And it ain't good. Y'all know normally when I'm speaking on the radio, I'm uppity and energetic, but when you in pain, you can't sound like that, you know. So I'm up here trying to talk and hold my mouth at the same time, and I know some words probably sounding funny. Maybe it's not, but that's me, because I know I don't talk like this really. But God is good. And like I said, I'm trying to hurry up, y'all, because if I have to keep on talking and this system don't work, we going to shut it off, and I'm just going to have to do this show tomorrow. I started not to come on today. I didn't come on yesterday because I didn't want to be doing too much. I really want to heal up right. But I said, well, that's a good thing when you do radio. You know, you speak, but you ain't got to either. It's just like listening to a regular radio station, which this is, but it's online. It's not like you can get it in your car unless you got your system plugged up like that. Then I guess you can. But when you do online, you face many challenges. You face, you know, the system freezing up, stuff cutting off. If you got a bad storm and it's an internet, you know, a problem, a complication, stuff start freezing, and you got to start some stuff, shut some stuff down, and reboot again. I want to make mention that the top 12 artist countdown will be next month for March. We didn't do it for this month of February because I knew it was a lot that I was doing and a lot of things I had to undergo, and we was not able to do it. So we canceled that for this month of February. But I do want to tell you, between now and next week sometime, we will be having posted the 12 nominees, all right, that will be posted up on Facebook and Twitter on who our 12 nominee artists are for the month of March. And a lot of you that don't know what the top 12 countdown is, I'm going to share that with you while we're waiting. The top 12 countdown is basically 12 artists are nominated. So we post up on Facebook the faces of the 12 nominees from all over the world. And what we do is I get with three of my judges from all over the world. You know, we have our brother, Nigerian brother there in Italy. Master Don has been one of our judges. He called in from Italy. We've had my sister, Anu, there from Nigeria also, but resides in Maryland. She's been a judge, and my brother here in Detroit, Rayshon. And so what we do is we get with different judges because it's different every month, and we set a date that's good for them where they can call in. And what we do is we post up on Facebook the date and the time that we're going to be doing the Top 12 Countdown show, which is heard live on here. And what I do is I play one of the hottest songs, just one song that rocks the charts of each artist. And at the very end of the show, is out of my hands. I click on the three judges, and they select who the first, second, and third place winner of each month is. So since we're going to be doing this for the month of March, then what they will be doing is picking the first, second, and third place winners for the month of March. And then we post up congratulations for the first, second, and third, and we give a special thank you for our judges calling in. And it's a two-hour show. All my shows are 2 hours. And that's about it. And the what it is the winners receive more radio promotion, not only with our station but other stations as well around the world. And you wouldn't believe there are stations in Ghana and over in the UK and other places that do play a lot of y'all music. You may not hear about it, but they do. They play a lot of y'all music, a lot of the DJs in Kenya and everything. They mix a lot of y'all songs in the mixes. So it's a good thing that I do every month just to let the artists know that you are loved. And even those that may not get picked, but still it's an honor that you got picked, you know, for the top 12. And it's just something that encourages the body of Christ to just, and it's fun, you know, to do, and as well encouraging to let people know that they are listening to your music, you know, and they are very inspired by your music. oh, my God, I don't know what's taking this thing so long. But, you know, we ain't got that long. We got 2 hours, but I done did about 40 minutes of it already with the mix. So I was trying to get a lot of music played today. Next, we do have T-Cross music coming up next whenever we get this system up. It's like it's trying to come up, and then it keep freezing, so I'm not going to touch it. I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen. But if this thing ain't popped up in the next couple of minutes, seriously, y'all, I'm going to be saying bye-bye, and I know it's not going to be good because a lot of y'all are listening in, and you were really expecting for this show to go on. But, you know, with the type of surgery I had in my mouth, I can't keep talking like this. You know, they told me that, to avoid as much talking and air getting in my mouth, and as I'm talking, it's getting dry and it's making the stitches hurt worse. It's drawing my face, you know, to hurt. So, and I know I did a lot of posting today, and I don't really want to cancel, but if I have to, then we, you know, we gonna be on tomorrow. So, I mean, it don't stop nothing. I'm just saying I ain't giving up now, so don't hang up, y'all. Don't, you know, hang it up just yet. I'm just still trying to, as I'm talking, trying to reboot this thing. But if it's not going to do it, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go off the air because I'm not going to sit here and make my mouth messed up for nothing. You know, I got to heal. And if I'm going to keep doing this radio, y'all want me at my best. And so, we just grateful and we just thank God for what he's doing. We're having the Lord's will, we will be having African Music Awards here in August. Me and some of my Nigerian family here in Detroit are putting this on together with the help of the Lord, and we're praying for more sponsors. We have a couple, but we're praying for more sponsors that this will be able to be done, because this is the thing. God gave me this ministry for Africa and other nations, but y'all know Africa really is a huge part of it, because every day that I'm on, a lot of y'all hear a lot of African music on here, as well as American and other, but you hear majority African music, and a lot of people have asked me, is this an African station? You know, I hear a lot of African music going on, and I tell them, I say, well, no, it's an international show, but the reason why for Africa, this is just something God did. And he let me know that there is a sound in Africa that need to be heard here in America and all around the world. A lot of American songs are known in Africa, but a lot of African music is really not known to a lot of the Black American, you know, African-American community. And a lot of y'all Africans listening in now, you know I'm telling the truth. You know, if you go to a American church and you start singing your songs, a lot of them don't know. But then we can come to y'all place in Africa and y'all singing what we sing here. Okay, so to me, that's kind of like, I ain't going to say messed up, but something needs to change. And that's why God has given me, and he's not only given me, but he's also charged other people, you know, around the world to play music by African artists and other artists of other races. But a lot of people is acting in disobedience, and it's all about the money, and it's all about the fame, and it's all about the name. And God ain't setting that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something. We're living in a time now that God is moving by his spirit, and he's opening up doors like never before for a lot of the African artists and other nationalities around the world. That's why I tell people, I say the ones that God stations that know they have an open door, yes, I need help. Yes, I need seed to be sown in, because I've been doing this by myself for 9 years, y'all. 9 years. Ain't nobody showing and giving nothing. I have not asked for nothing, but I have at times asked, if you've been blessed by this ministry, to show, to stay on radio. It costs to do this. It's not free. You know what I'm saying? But I keep doing it because this is what God charged me to do, and I'm doing it, and he let me know that somebody, some people's hearts, will sow. But he let me know if I keep doing what I'm doing, I will reap the harvest and I will see mighty and great things, and that there will be major doors opening that people with money ain't even walking in. I'm going to tell y'all something, a testimony, because see, we still waiting, so I'm trying. I really don't want to cancel this, but I don't want to keep talking, but I really don't want to. I really don't want to cancel this. I'm praying as I talk, and y'all pray with me that, please, this system will hurry up and come up. But I want to say this because somebody is listening now, and you need to hear this great testimony because maybe you're going through depression and feel like your music is not going to make it. That is the lie of the devil. And you tell the devil to swallow that lie, choke on it, and die in Jesus' name. The thing is this. You got a lot of people that is doing ministry for money. We all need money. Whether you in ministry or not, we all need some kind of money. But when you do the work of the Lord and you don't put no price in it, doors will be open. I'm going to tell y'all something. I got a great sister that do kung fu. I love karate movies. A lot of people know I'm a kung fu fiend. Seriously, I have a lot of karate movies here. And God bless me. People couldn't believe that Hong Kong is a big part of this ministry too, but they are. I've been dealing with Hong Kong for some few years now. And a lot of you have heard them on the other radio station with me here in Detroit as well as on the internet. I posted up their videos and everything. And I thank God for our Hong Kong family. And I'm going to tell you what God did. I didn't have a dime. God let me know about three, four years ago, I want to say. He let me know that he was going to surprise me. And he surprised me because through a brother there in Hong Kong, knowing that I love karate movies, hooked me up with a great sister there. We're still sisters today. She's been busy and everything. We haven't really talked a lot, but, you know, she's a great sister of mine. And she has done movies with Jackie Chan. Her name is Farini Chang. And I'm going to tell y'all something. It's been awesome. He introduced me to her. And do you know she came here and stayed a whole week with me? They surprised me with the flight and everything. She flew straight here to Detroit, Michigan. And a lot of y'all know that the Hattons, you know Dietrich Hatton, gospel singer Dietrich Hatton. A lot of y'all know that the Hattons are like my family. I'm very close with them. I work well with his parents, with Dietrich's parents, Bishop Hatton and his mom, Prophetess Joyce Hatton. And I broadcast live Sundays at their church. A lot of y'all see links saying High Praise Cathedral in Inkster with Bishop Hatton and Prophetess Hatton. They are the parents of Dietrich Hatton. And a lot of the African artists around the world have came here and met them. A lot of y'all know gospel recording artist Uche. A lot of y'all know him. He's come here, and I've introduced him with the Hattons, and he has stayed in their home, and they adopted him as their godson. You know, so a lot of the African artists that came here, I've connected them to Dietrich's parents. And, you know, Dietrich's parents do a lot of programs at their church with musicals and concerts. And they come to me for the African family because they love Africa too. And I get the artists for them, and the artists come and they fly in or whatever, and they do shows here and concerts. And it's been awesome. And I'm saying that to say this. I never had money to send for nobody, but they come because of the love, and they always say, you know, you are a big inspiration. You've been a blessing to us. I'm saying that to say this. God will make that way. He has done it. And this sister from Hong Kong came here, and we gave her. She didn't want the news to know who she was or nothing because we was going to get the news involved, the post up and stuff, but she said, I wanted to come there and be just a normal sister. And when she got here, I introduced her to the Hattons. Dietrich Hatton at that time gave a birthday party for his mom. And she was there, and they gave us a head table, and she, you know, greeted America and everything. And it was just awesome, and we gave her a Welcome to America concert, and we had a dinner for her the whole night while she was here. And people were so surprised. They said, my God, Angel, how in the world did you connect with Hong Kong? How in the world did you get Jackie Chan, well-known all over the world, karate movie, you know, actor, and kung fu actor? How did you get a woman from his movie here in Detroit? I said it wasn't me, it was God. I didn't do nothing. I didn't know her. But God used a man of God there in Hong Kong to be that blessing, to be that bridge. So I'm saying that to say this for all of y'all artists out there. Maybe y'all needed to hear this word. I don't know. I pray God cover my mouth. This system ain't coming up, y'all. So I don't know. It's crazy that I was able to come on and play our brother's, you know, mix. And here it is, I'm ready to play y'all music, and I can't even play the music. You know, this is crazy. It's still not showing up. The system is still messing up. And so I'm saying to y'all artists that are out there listening right now, a lot of y'all have been writing, and you've been writing, and you've been writing. And I'm telling you, a lot of y'all feel like you just know in your area. But look at it like this. Look what God is doing. He using a sister here in Detroit. All the way in Detroit, a lot of y'all in Africa didn't even know, playing y'all music on the radio and loving it. And not only playing it on the radio, but I play it in the car. I play it in the house. A lot of my friends and family told me, you done went to Africa and didn't come back. And we be laughing. They say, she done got African fad. You know, for real. I listen to a lot of African music. I love it. It's what God said it is. It's a sound that is anointed and is great, and it's not only a sound of deliverance, but it's a sound of salvation. It's a sound of joy and peace. It's been times I felt down and out, and I can put on a little Niger music and some Kenyan music and some zombie music, and I'd be around the house just dancing and moving and going and praising God. Sometimes tears fall down my face. And I don't even get that kind of stuff a lot from American music. And I'm not saying that to be funny, but I was born and raised listening to American music. So I already know, just like a lot of my African family here in the States, they love listening to American music. They come around me, they know they're going home, because I'm going to take you back to your house, you know, so to speak, because I play, you know, the African music. So when they come to my house, they hearing it. I get in some of their cars, they playing American stuff. They come here, they hearing Niger music, they hearing all kinds of stuff. And they look at me like, you know what, you are not American. We definitely got to call you the African Queen. And that's my name that Africa do call me. A lot of you friends with me on Facebook, and you look through my photos, you will see a lot of posts and stuff saying African Queen. That's what they call me. And I praise God for that. I love my African family, and family from all over the world, my Chinese family, my Japanese family, whatever nationality you are, we are the children of God. I'm serious. And it doesn't matter about the race and where you've been. I tell people, I don't look down on nobody. God is the judger. You know what I'm saying? I don't deal with no mess, and I don't deal with messy people. I cut you loose. I ain't got to be around you. But I can't walk around with hate in my heart either. You know what I'm saying? Saying that I'm a woman of God and saying that I'm a daughter of the Most High. So we cannot do that. And I'm saying that to say this. Y'all be encouraged. When I get through saying what I'm saying, if this system ain't up, I'm canceling. Evidently, you know, like I said, it's out of my reach. I've tried, y'all. I've tried, and it's just not coming on. It's just not coming on. So I don't know what's going on and what's happening, but I thank God I just didn't go off right away. I gave y'all some word of encouragement. Somebody need to hear it that is out there listening in right now. And you're saying that it's over, and it's not over. It ain't over. You know, it's a song that God had gave me. And you will hear it out on the album. But I'm going to try to sing just a little bit of it. And I know some of y'all listening in like, Angel, don't do that, and your mouth is messed up. But I want to sing just a line of it at least. And if I sound jacked up, did all well, but you know my mouth messed up, but I can only sing a little of it. I'm going to try. But I'm trying to encourage somebody. Evidently, like I said, we're trying to get music, but a lot of people know that this program is also ran by God. And maybe with a sword mouth and all, maybe God wanted me, you see what I'm saying, is leading me and guiding me, and I don't knock his leading, to say something on radio today with a hurt mouth. You know, even though the doctor, but God will cover you, he will cover our mouth. And I really don't believe that my mouth is going to be worse and get messed up when I'm speaking what God is saying, because God got me covered. Amen. But I want to say this to somebody. It is not over. I don't care if you're African, Italian, whatever you are in the States, and you're saying it looks like I'm not moving. Yes, you are. Because first of all, your music is being heard on this show. That's enough. It's over 15,000 listeners that listen in. I've been doing this for 9 years. And I thank God for this platform, because it's not a platform just for me, but it's a platform for all of y'all, for all of us to be heard around the world. So what am I saying? It may not be going where you want it to go. where you wanted your music to go, but it's going. Somebody is hearing it. Somebody is giving praise to your music that's being heard on this radio. I know I'm one of them. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I was on the air one day, and God gave me a song. I'm serious. Somebody was going through depression. I've dealt with a lot of people calling in, suicide problems, were ready to kill themselves because the devil was talking to them and telling them that they ain't nothing, they ain't going nowhere. And I'm telling you, when I got through with that devil, my God, I sent him on his way naked because he had lost. He lost. He could not win. Nobody was not going to kill themselves. Nobody was not going to give up. It was a brother one day that left me a message saying he was ready to commit suicide. This wasn't happening. That was happening. I began to talk to that brother, and I encouraged him, and I let that devil know, go somewhere for real because you ain't getting this one. I got it in Jesus' name. I'm on this watch, and ain't nothing going to happen on my watch in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, I'm just cut like that, y'all. Play when it comes to the devil. You know, it's times we get caught up and we've made mistakes and we have thought negative and we have cried and felt depressed and all kind of stuff. But we got to get back on our feet and let that devil know that he don't have no say in our life. He has not called us. He has not made us. He has not created us. We are the sons and daughter of the Most High God. I'm telling you, and the devil know where you going, and that's why a lot of y'all has been going through, and you've been discouraged and all that kind of stuff, because the devil know what God's plan is. He know that you're going to whoop his behind, and he know that he's going to have to step back, and you're going to move forward, and God's going to spring you up like a rocket. So what he do? He come through all kind of issues and come through all kind of problems and through all your music and how you feel like it ain't worth nothing. Keep writing. For all of y'all that rap for God, keep rapping. Keep writing. Keep singing. Keep praise dancing. Keep the instruments going. However you doing, whatever you doing for the Lord, keep it going. Don't you dare stop. Because when you stop, you let the devil know that he owns and he wins. When you stop. But when you keep moving, that gives him a black eye. It gives him a busted mouth. It gives him an ear to be deaf. Because why? You are a warrior. But the song says, Lord, I will praise your name through the storm and through the rain. I will lift up my hands to you, crying, Lord, please take away this pain. I love it when you hold me in your arms, letting me know everything will be okay. I thank you, Lord, for wiping away my tears. Now I am free from all of my fears. It's over now. Yes, it's over now. It's over now. Hallelujah, it's over now. Thank you, Jesus, it's over now. Glory, glory. It's over now. We worship you, oh Lord. Yes, we worship you today and every day. If it's going through, we will worship you through it all. Lord, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, it's over now. Fear, it's over now. Depression, it's over now. Glory, it's over now. Hallelujah, it's over now. Thank you, Jesus, it's over now. And that was the song. There's more to that. But it's basically saying all that negative mess that you have been going through, is over in the name of Jesus. It is definitely over in the name of Jesus. It's over. I'm telling you, all that depression, all that mess that you went through last year, a lot of you all, me too, I ain't exempt from this, have brought some of that garbage over into this year. But we here to burn that garbage up in the name of Jesus. We here to burn it up with the fire of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank him on today. I'm finna pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we look for this program to play music. My God. We look, hallelujah, to play music on the day. But the system started acting up, and we ain't got no control. But, Lord, you got the control. And I thank you right now for covering me through this surgery. I thank you that I'm healing. Lord, I thank you that even as I spoke encouragement and spoke your word of encouragement over your souls, God, Father, I thank you now for covering me for saying it. Cover my mouth, Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for every artist, everybody that is listening all over the world, Lord. I ask now that you will look on them now. Hallelujah, all of your artists around the world, Lord. God, we ask that you will move by your spirit, that doors will open. Finances, hallelujah, that the heavens will open and the finances will drop down in their hands. Oh, God, supernatural finances. Lord, we thank you for the doors opening right now. We thank you for the way already being made for videos, oh, God, for more music being written, for more CDs being put out, God, for more album launches to be seen. Oh, God, we thank you now. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you for Africa. I thank you for our African family around the world, God, here in the States, Africa, wherever they at. God, I thank you that you said that there was a sound, hallelujah, that will be heard across the borders. Lord, I thank you right now that it's being done. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for divine connections right now. I thank you for the tears of sorrow being dried up now. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Glory to God for divine connections. We thank you, Lord, for the pen. Hallelujah, the pencil, the typewriter, however these songs are being written. Lord, I thank you for giving it to these artists. Hallelujah, I thank you for the DJs. Lord, I thank you for them having an opening ear of music to be able to play. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I thank you for it right now. Lord, look on your people, Lord. Lord, we ask now that you will move by your spirit, that a mighty overflow, God, hallelujah, will overshadow them now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that every tear of sorrow, every tear of depression, every tear of giving up, hallelujah, will dry up at the root now, and that it will be turned into tears of joy, Lord. Lord, I ask that you will bring your word to them, Lord. Hallelujah, every encouragement word, God, that you will bring it to their minds. And we just bind up right now the spirit of giving up, the spirit of fear, the spirit, hallelujah, of suicide. Glory to God that all of these things that the enemy tried to inhibit in the minds of your people, God, that it is canceled now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that they are covered from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We plead the blood right now over their minds, over their emotions, over their hearts. Hallelujah, Lord. I ask that you will put fire under their feet, God, to keep running. Glory to God for you. To keep singing, oh God. To keep rapping and mixing and going on, God, in you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this platform. I thank you for it now. Hallelujah, that your people are heard, oh God, all over the world. Glory to God, I thank you, Lord, that even when I felt like giving up, hallelujah, myself, God, that you made a way for me to stay on. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for those of us that have not reached where you have called us to be, God, that we will reach that point in this year. Hallelujah. We love you so much, Lord. We love you so much. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Without you, We are nothing. Without you, God, we won't be anything. But with you, we are somebody. And Lord, you are the only star. Hallelujah. We worship you on the day. We worship you. We give you honor and praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. I ask that you would please, oh God, open up the doors for our African family, Italian family, for our Brazilian family, our Jamaican family, our Caucasian family, of all races around the world, God, that is serving you the best that they know how. We ask God now, hallelujah, that you will open up doors. We thank God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. I thank you, God, for what you are doing. Lord, look on my brother, T. Cross. Hallelujah. Have your way in his life. All of my artists around the world, God, music that is being played on these airwaves day to day and night to night. God, I ask that you will move by your spirit in a life like never before this year. Let them get so busy with travel and ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that they will sit back themselves and be amazed and say that I know that, God, you've done it. Papa, you've done it. My daddy, you've done it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, that we will not be the same as we was the last couple of minutes. But, Lord, even now, you're doing something in our life. We thank you for the heavens being open. And we thank you for a great outpouring of your power and your joy. Your spirit rest upon us now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Lord, look on those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Those that have passed away and the families are grieving. Lord, we ask that you will help the grieving hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, comfort on every hand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we give you all the honor and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We had 30 minutes left into the show, but the system is still messing up, so we're going to have to go ahead, y'all. I'm sorry. The only music that was heard was the DJ music, but if you tune in on tomorrow, you will definitely hear. We're going to start it off with some great music, and then we're going to hear T-Cross music, because I told him that his song was going to play afterwards, and I'm telling you, I have posted all up on that Facebook and all on Twitter that we was coming on for the people to listen in. But I'm telling you, if you listen in now, it was meant for this word to go forth and not all that music. I can't get mad at the system because the day went as how God wanted it to be. And y'all know we do music every day, but sometimes the word and prayer got to go out. And I thank God for the day. I'm not going to apologize for it. Because it was meant from the Lord. And I needed this to myself. I'm telling you, I needed it myself. But tomorrow, the links, like I said, will go forth, and we will be playing all of the music, the artists today that I posted up and said your music was going to play, it will be played on tomorrow. Like I said, the system is messing up. I keep shutting off and clicking on. And for some reason, it is just not working at all. And I guarantee you, if I got signed off on the radio right now, everything would be trying to come up. That's just how it be, you know. But I want to end it off with just, and like I said, as I'm, you know, talking and going on, if the system come up and I have enough time to play a few songs, then I will. If not, oh well. We'll just have to hear it on tomorrow. But what I want to say is this. Your miracle is now. Everything you need is now. I believe the song says,
Reach up for your miracle. Reach up for your miracle. It's yours today. Let the Lord have his way. Reach up for your miracle. Praise God for your miracle. If you just believe, then you will receive. Your miracle is now. Your miracle is now. Just reach up and grab it. Your miracle is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your miracle is now. Whoa, your overflow is now. Your overflow is now. Just reach up and grab it. Your overflow is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your miracle is now. Oh, your breaking forth is now. Your breaking forth is now. Just reach up and grab it. Your breaking forth is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your overflow, your miracle, your joy and peace, your victory, your miracle is now. Hallelujah. We thank God for that song, I'm telling y'all. Yes, I am an artist. A lot of people don't know that, but I am. I sing and write. But we thank God for his many blessings. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off because I've done enough. And my mouth is ringing off the hook. I'm telling y'all, it's burning and hurting. But we thank God, and he is glorified on today. And like I said, we was able to hear some kind of music at the very beginning. We rocked to some of the hottest, not just gospel vibes there on today. And I just want to say to all of the artists, links, music that I said was going to play on today, we will hear on tomorrow. So I will send links tomorrow, and we pray and plead the blood and hope that this don't happen on tomorrow's show. But we just thank God, like I said, for all of you tuning in on today, and everybody's music, like I said again, it will be heard on tomorrow, because like I said, we got 30 minutes anyway, and the system is still messing up. Even as I was singing and as I was praying, I was still clicking and shutting off stuff and bringing it back on, and it's still not working for whatever reason. I don't know why. But like I said, I guarantee you once I get off the air within a few minutes, everything will probably be popping up in place. But we thank God, and we're going to sign off right here. But we just know that, always know that God loves you and that the angels of melody, angel on deck, loves you too. God bless you, and we out.